Welcome, welcome. This is Ted.
And I'm Kay.
And this is our first podcast for CC365. It's all a bit exciting.
It sure is.
What have we got coming up for the podcast?
Well, today we've got some competitions and we have an interview with Rhonda Birchmore, Ted's Tech Tips, and some local tidbits.
Local tidbits? Ted's Tech Tips? Jeez, that is sure is a mouthful. So tell me a bit about these competitions. What have we got?
Well, our first competition is for Rayon Riot. The description is a multi-generational lineup of female identifying artists exploring resilience, empowerment, and liberation through cabaret, burlesque, storytelling, and performing arts.
Well, that's a bit of a mouthful. So what does it actually mean?
Well, we've been to a Naughty Noodle Funhouse production before. What did you think?
It's definitely entertaining, that's for sure. So I know they keep selling out fast. Every time you seem to put one up, they message us and go, oh, they're sold out already. So that's just a sure sign of how good these productions are. It's great to see such diversity too here in the performance arts category here on the coast.
Yeah, it definitely is. I know that I laughed a lot when we went to see the first show. Mm. This show that they're doing on the 9th of March is to celebrate International Women's Day. So the tickets are selling really fast. You can book a table of up to 10 people and we've got a double pass to give away. And obviously, go to our website, click on competitions to find the information for that.
Excellent. And if you're looking for information for the tickets, just search Riot in the event search bar. Okay, there's another comp. What's that one about?
There is. This is for Room on the Broom, based on the award-winning book by Julia Donaldson and Alex Scheffler. It's showing at the Art House on the 6th and 7th of March, but the tickets are really limited. So if you want tickets, you need to grab them as soon as possible. We have 3 family passes to give away, but for the 1 p.m. show only, and that's a Thursday.
Thursday the 7th, I believe. That's awesome. I love Room on the Broom. We regularly read that book to the kids, don't we?
We do. They love it.
Chase especially loves the pictures throughout, but the frog under the shower on the broom. So what else is happening around town at the moment?
Oh, well, we had the cancellation of Mountain Sounds.
That was horrible. It must be terrible for all involved.
Yeah, it's really disappointing for sure. You know, all that hard work leading up to it. And, you know, we saw the effect on the fire festival that had on their partners and promoters, caterers and everybody else that's expecting money.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just the people that are attending or the event organisers themselves. Obviously, that hits you in the feels as well, but it's all the local businesses that have been doing so much hard work. Like you said, the caterers and promoters and marketing people and everybody else that gets involved in organising a festival. It's tough. What can people do if they want this to change?
Well, you can sign a petition. Just go to change.org, don't kill the music. There's over 60,000 people that have signed it, but we really need to send a message to the government that this needs to be, you know, taken a closer look at.
Great. Yeah, so change.org, don't kill live music. Just search that on their website there. And 60,000, geez, that's a lot. Here's hoping that the government actually listens.
Yeah, well, democracy isn't dead yet, so we have a couple of elections coming up. So no doubt the politicians will be looking to support the flavour of the month. So anyway, for something a little more positive, one of our regular features on the podcast will be a little segment, You're Calling
Ted's Tech Tips.
You've been my favourite nerd for a long time now, so if I don't quite understand what you're saying, I might bonk you over the head with my microphone.
Well, no pressure. Well, Ted's Tech Tips is just going to be some very simple and easy to understand things about what's happening in our digital world and hopefully how to make it a little bit simpler.
What are you going to talk about first?
Paywalls.
Paywalls? What's a paywall?
Okay, so a paywall is when you click on a link, usually from a social network or a link that somebody's shared, and then it comes up and says, please subscribe, and then we'll let you read the article. So in other words, a paywall is, as the name suggests, a wall that you have to pay to get through.
Right, yeah, that happened to me the other day. It seems to be happening a lot on the news sites especially. So there's a way around this?
Yeah, so if you bring up a separate browser window or browser tab, and you type in outline.com. So that's outline.com, and just paste the link in there, basically. So if you right-click on the link that you want to unlock, paste it in the outline site, and with any luck, it will show you the full site. Now, something like this can be a bit hard to understand over audio, so I have also done a video as well showing people how it's done that I'll make available on the website.
Well, that all sounds pretty great, but is it legal?
Well, there might be some moral objections to it. After all, everybody has to make some money somewhere, and that these people, to continue doing their services, need to make money. So if they're choosing a non-advertising route, subscription's the way to go. We, of course, pay for subscriptions for movies and music and the TV shows and stuff these days. That's all common. So news is the obvious next step in that. What I find, though, is that for sites that I'm not visiting regularly, it's just not worth me signing up to a subscription for some site that I'm unlikely to ever visit again. So, if they could put all these sites into one, I'd happily subscribe. But for something I'm unlikely to ever visit again, it's just a neat little thing to see what the article's about.
Well, that all sounds great. I think I'll have to give that a go myself. So anyway, we have got some exciting interviews coming up. First one would be with Rhonda Birchmore. We had a chat with her last week, so let's have a listen to the interview.
So today we've got Rhonda Birchmore with us. She's been gracing our screens, stages and singing ears since the 80s and still going strong as the fabulous icon for Legs 11, both symbolically and autobiographically. Rhonda Birchmore, OAM, welcome.
Oh, look, thank you so much. What a wonderful intro. Thank you. Has it been the 80s? Oh, my goodness. I guess it has been. Yes, it is. I just choose to forget it's that long ago. But, yes, you're right.
Well, I guess if you're having fun, what does it matter how long it goes for?
That's true. I think my first show was about 82. So, yeah, that's ridiculously long ago, isn't it? 30-odd. I don't even want to think. I don't want to know.
You've been a busy girl for the past three, nearly four decades, as we've just said. Yeah. Is that the secret to looking fabulous?
Oh, look, it's one of those things, I reckon, that, some people say, is it in your blood? And I think it is in my blood. I kind of digressed for a moment to become a school teacher, but, I've always loved singing, dancing, acting on the stage and screen, all of that. And it does kind of keep me going in terms of, like, I just love it so much that I can't think of life without it. So, and I guess with that, that makes me happy. And I don't know, it's just hand in hand, and I have no intention, even all these years later, of giving up anytime soon.
Way to go. That's good news. Well, speaking of fabulous, last year you were here in town at the Art House with Lara Mulcahy for Absolutely Fabulous. The two of you on tour together, that must have been a bit of a hoot a minute there.
Lara and I were in the original Mamma Mia back in 2001, and we became best friends there. And 2 years ago, we over a few drinks, we kind of said, gosh, we had fun. And so we decided she'd come off Les Miserables and I was doing a zillion other projects. And we just said, look, let's just give this a crack. And it was like the little, like Thomas, the little tank that could, because we ended up, starting a few dates, and then we ended up going right around Australia and had a great time at one of our favourite nights was at the Art House in Wyong. So, it's great fun, I think, when you're working with your bestie and on stage and having someone really lovely to tour with is a bonus.
She's a bit of a card too, Lara. Any crazy or funny stories you can share?
Oh, where do we start? Oh my gosh. I mean, the two of us are like, Danny DeVito and Arnie Schwarzenegger.
I can imagine.
And on the road, we are pretty damn funny because she does all the driving and I do, I try to
navigate. You do the drinking in the back seat.
I do the drinking and I get the snacks ready. I feed her snacks on the way and we go, I know her order at Macca's. I know her order at all the big petrol stations. I would go in and We have a lot of laughs along the way, and especially when we go to some of the more remote places, and they kind of don't expect to see me in there, and I'm usually most of the time dressed okay, and they kind of, I go to some of these towns and they kind of take a second look at, they kind of go, well, is that Rhonda from Hey Hey rocking up in, especially places like North Queensland and stuff like that, they don't, up at Maryborough and those Fraser Island and really remote places, they go, oh my gosh, what's this coming? So we're like a bit of the dynamic duo, going around the country, I guess.
Well, you're back in Wyong very soon with your Up Close and Personal. What can we expect from that show?
This show is very, very different to the ABBA. Mind you, there will be one or two ABBA songs because this is a very, an intimate, it's a solo show. I do songs from highlights of some of the shows I've done throughout all those years you're talking about, some of the songs that... mean something to me, whether it was significant, the first time I was on, the Don Lane show, or that, a personal experience, or songs from, one of the albums I've done, and it's linked together with very, as I said, personal stories, and it's quite intimate in terms of and I think the audience find out a different side of Rhonda to what they probably, just see in a show as such, because it is up close and personal type of thing. So it's whether I make them cry or laugh or
or a bit of everything,
away,
cry and laugh, why not?
And they walk away going, oh, well, I didn't know that about her, or actually she's just exactly like us. She's just, away from all the sequins and the bling and the glamour, she's just a normal woman, mother, all of those kind of things put together. So that's what I usually, wicked stories about some of the people I've worked with and some amusing tales. Yeah, it's a lovely, feel-good show.
So you actually get to interact with the audience and chat with them through the show as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some people that, may have, they remember me from Hey Hey, or they may remember me from, the midday show in the 80s, and they might have, seen you on the telly all those years, or and then it's really nice to go to places, that these people maybe have not seen you live, and I'm always open for a question or an answer, and I try to incorporate that in the show too. Mind you, we'd be there for probably hours, put a bit of a cap on it, just in terms of life experience and people, I usually do a quick meet and greet after the show anyway, so which is nice too, where I can say hello or, have a selfie or whatever It's a nice thing.
Yeah, that would be lovely to do that.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to halt the interview there. You can listen to the full interview in the next part of the podcast, or just release the interview on itself. Don't forget, if you are looking to go and see Rhonda, head over to the Art House website, or details are on our website. The show is on Tuesday the 19th of February at 11 a.m. at the Art House, of course. It's about $25, so book in now whilst ticks last. Okay, that was good. So for any more information on anything CC365 related, or any events and what's on and whatever else is going on around town, how can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook, CC365. YouTube, CC365AU, and Instagram at CC365AU. Don't forget our website, www.cc365.com.au.
I think that's pretty self-explanatory there. Pretty much anywhere you go, CC365 or the AU on the end there. Don't forget, if you are out and about around town and you snap some photos, we'd love to see them as well on Instagram and Facebook. So just hashtag it, saw it on CC365. And we'd love to see what you're up to. So that's it, episode one. Thanks to riffpad.com.au for our theme music. And don't forget, please rate us on your favourite podcast app and subscribe. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye from me.
And me.